Hello everyone, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and I'm going to be inviting Ethan Games back to our podcast, and hope you guys enjoy. See you in a minute. Alright guys, so, as you might know, I just have ads in my podcast now, so I'm sorry if you guys wanted to skip them, but it's a little not like that. But I hope you guys enjoy it. This is my best podcast and only podcast that I have at the moment. So, I hope you guys enjoy, and I'm going to be inviting Ethan Games soon, so this is going to be like a few hours before this is published, because I have to pause it over and over and over and over. So, I'll see you guys later. So, we're finally back with our podcast. I am sorry for all the interruptions. So, I am here. Nobody else is able to join us today. However, I do have some news for you guys on the Fortnite update of Season 7. So, Fortnite Season 7. So, exactly what happened, there's planes. Oop. Give me a second, my thing isn't working. I'm trying to load up the thing where it told me all the stuff. Alright. So, free, you can pick up an item of each rarity, which is you have to do for your challenges, week one. Dance in 7 forbidden locations, 5 battle stars. And play matches with at least 1 elimination, 5 matches with 1 elimination, 10 battle stars. Which is the hard, in quotes. So, I'm not thinking that's going to be too hard. That sounds really easy. The iceberg hit. All the items that have been vaulted from the normal game. Shadowstones, Portafort, the normal Portafort, the Chiller Trap, the Clinger, the Double Barrel Shotgun, and the Shockwave Grenade. They have all been vaulted. I am sorry, guys. Also, balloons have been nerfed. There are now only 10 balloons, and you can only hold up to 3 at once. One of the big new modes coming to Fortnite alongside, Season 7 is creative? I haven't played it yet. Sandbox Experience, which empowers players to craft their own unique Fortnite experiences, either alone or with friends from their very own island. It is a brand new way to experience the world of Fortnite, Epic says about the mode. You can create whatever you want, you make whatever you want, drop whatever you want, it really doesn't matter. So there is a X-Force Stormwing plane, 5 total seats, seats 4 passengers on the wings, and a pilot. Has a mounted machine gun, be careful, it can overheat though. Players will go into skydiving state when they exit the X-Force Stormwing. Use the roll buttons for sharp turns. Pressing both will fly upside down. Double tapping roll buttons will do a barrel roll. You can boost an air brake for extra mobility. Balloons have been reworked, so while they're equipped, it is possible to use weapons and items. So you can literally shield up while using a balloon. They're 20 to 10 now. Vaulted items, which I already said. Each season gets to evaluate the items, so they might vault some more items. Gameplay. The map was updated. New biome, the iceberg. New location, Frosty Flights. New location, Polar Peak. And new location, Happy Hamlet. Also, Greasy Grove was frozen into an ice pond now, so I'm kind of sad about that, and I'm thinking it's going to be completely covered in water when it all melts. Players will slide on certain frozen surfaces. Zip lines can be found. You can go up and down. Aim fire and use items. So shield up on zip lines, I recommend, because you can't get sniped really easily unless they're a god. Increased chance of final circles ending on the outer edges of the map. So you know how it used to always end in divot or something, dusty divot. It will now end on the edges of the map, such as whaling. The Explorer pop-up cup, they updated that. The cap size for the mats, 700, 500, and 300 for wood, stone, metal. Every time you get a kill, you'll get 100 wood, 50 stone, and 50 metal. Resource rate increased by 40%, and the 50 plus 50 effective health on elimination. So you get health when you kill, which is cool. Reduce the volume of bullet and pickaxe audio on starting island. Nothing else too bad. I'm looking for other things that might be cool. It's just the rest is mobile. Oh, here's the creative stuff. Creative Hub provides access to your own island, the islands of other friends who have joined on the server, or featured islands selected from the community. Player islands are your creative space that automatically saves. That's really cool. Friends can visit your island, and island owners can set permissions to determine if your friend can edit build while visiting, which is really cool. The new devices, the ice block, which is in creative, damage rail, speed boost timer, scoreboard, and player spawn areas. From Battle Royale, there's the devices are the spike traps, the chiller, the bouncer, which is re-added, launch pads, mounted turrets, and cozy campfires. And that's everything. I hope you guys enjoyed this. This is just a quick thing, and I will see you in the next podcast.